My name is Andrew Turner, and I've been working as a postdoctoral associate in the Art of the Ancient Americas through a joint appointment in both the Yale University Art Gallery and the Art History Department. Okay, this is the head of a deity that we call Xochipilli, whose name means the flower prince in Nahuatl language, which is the language that was spoken by the Aztecs and other groups in central Mexico really prior to the arrival of the Spanish, and still today many people speak Nahuatl language as well. So this deity, Xochipilli, he's got a really complex set of symbolism associated with him. And in this guise, he's usually associated with the dawning sun or the newly born sun in the east. So basically, as the sun moves throughout the sky during the day, it ages. So it's born as a beautiful youth in the morning. It's a kind of a powerful warrior at midday. It grows old and dies at nighttime, and then makes an underworld journey, and then is then born again in the morning in the east. Ancient religious practice in Mesoamerica usually engaged multiple senses. One of those senses that's really integral is smell. So usually incense in Mesoamerica, they would burn something called copal, which is the sap of a particular type of tree, and it's actually pretty similar to the incense that you'd smell in a Catholic mass. The incense would have been burned inside the body, and if you notice, his mouth is slightly open. The smoke would have probably poured out of the mouth, and that would have been basically how the deity communicates with somebody.